Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Alina. Well, actually, this isn't Fit and Fabulous. This is Positively Healthy Weight Loss with me, Dr. Alina. So I have created a mini standalone podcast called Positively Healthy Weight Loss with me, Dr. Alina. And the idea is this is everything that you need to understand what it is you need to do to transform your life to get to the most healthy version of you and the happiest version of you, because happiness is part of your health. So this is really everything that I teach in a nutshell regarding healthy body, healthy mind. And all you have to do is listen to the next 10 or 12 episodes. So I will release one every single day, Monday to Friday for the next couple of weeks, and then you will know everything that you need to know. Okay, my friends, on with Positively Healthy Weight Loss with me, Dr. Alina. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Positively Healthy Weight Loss with me, Dr. Alina Kerrick. I am going to show you how to retrain your mind and your body so that you can transform your life and get to healthy, amazing you and really, really enjoy it and have fun being healthy and leading a long and vigorous life. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Positively Healthy Weight Loss with me, Dr. Alina. I'm super excited that you found this mini podcast. This is a little podcast. It is just 10 episodes of around 10 minutes each. And the idea of this podcast is to really lay out the system that I use with people to help them get to healthy, amazing you. So what do I mean, healthy, amazing you? Imagine this. Right now, you are struggling to lose weight, to get healthy. You have tried a million times before, or you know that you don't have time. You know that there are voices that say, oh my goodness, you can't do this. You lack discipline. You lack time and energy. You lack a system. All of the things that are going on. Another big one. I eat relatively healthily, but I turn to food for comfort. I'm stressed out. And how do I change the stress? So this is where you're standing right now. Tired, fed up of trying, feeling deflated because you can't get there. And now imagine you're on one side of the chasm. That's where you are right now. And you want to get to the other side of the chasm, which is healthy, amazing you. Now, what is healthy, amazing you? Healthy, amazing you is where everything just happens easily with flow. And you are doing everything. You're enjoying doing, leading a healthy life. So you're enjoying all of these things that support your health and weight loss goals. So your energy levels go up. Your wobble disappears naturally without having to count calories, without having to take supplements or pills or whatever medication. Just what you do supports the health and wellness of your body. And you've built up these systems and these habits, and it just happens easily. So that is what these 10 episodes are about. And I'm going to go into my system, which I call Step Into Ease and Flow. And I'm going to explain all the different aspects that trip people up. And I'm going to give you actionable steps to get you unstuck. And I'm also going to tell you some stories along the way. Why am I telling you stories? To inspire you, to show you that other people have done it and other people can make this amazing change. So the first thing is, I think really taking a big step back and having a look at your life. And what I see is so many people thinking about, oh my goodness, I have to find the one thing that I have to change. I have to try this. I have to try intermittent fasting. I have to try cutting out chocolate. I have to try not drinking alcohol. There's the right answer. It's one small thing. And once I found it, my life is going to be perfectly fine. Now, I have some hard love for you, my friends. I don't think it's that easy. I think really it is about stepping back and looking at the big picture. And it's about stepping into ease and flow and really creating a lifestyle that supports what you are going to do. So it's not just about changing one thing. So the four pillars that I use to help people get from A to B are this. So pillar number one. Enjoying healthy eating. What is healthy eating? The next podcast is going to be all about nutrition. But in a nutshell, it's plant-based, it's Mediterranean-style diet, and it's really about fixing your relationship with food so that what you eat, you enjoy, it nourishes your body. And you enjoy eating it, but you don't turn to food for comfort. So nutrition is a big aspect of what happens. And also within that, we have to think about how we prepare food and how we buy food. Those aspects are also important. Pillar number two, exercise that lights you up. Yes, lights you up so that you look forward to doing your exercise. Now, if you're new to this podcast, if you've just met me, by the way, hello, I'm Dr. Alina. You won't know that I love swimming. I live in Spain near the Mediterranean Sea. And in the summer, I swim every single day. Why? Because I love it. It's amazing. It gives me energy. I really, really enjoy it. Now, in the winter, I have a different routine and I do different things. I do still swim in the sea, but not every single day. It gets a little bit cold. But I do other things like cycling and weights and running. Now, I used to be exercise phobic. When I was at school, people used to laugh at me and go, I remember one of my friends playing tennis with one of my friends. And he said to me, you do know you need to move to hit the ball, right? That's what I was like at school, totally exercise phobic. We used to play netball and I always used to try and get goal shooter so that I could be next to my friend who would be goalkeeper in the other team or the other way around. I can't remember. So that essentially we could spend the whole half an hour just standing chatting rather than actually playing any sport. Now I love sport because I have seen the benefit in sport. I have seen how it really gives me energy, how it's really something that everybody needs, everybody's body needs in order to get to healthy, amazing you. Now, it doesn't have to be exercise like swimming or bike riding. It can be walking, it can be dancing, it can be gardening. It can be whatever you want. It's just about moving your body. So pillar number three, delicious, healthy sleep. We all know that sleep is important, right? But how many people actually prioritize sleep? And pillar number four is emotional wellness. What does that include? Well, emotional wellness includes your stress levels. Stress is not great for you. A little bit of stress is okay, but lots and lots of stress, not good for you. And particularly if you're an emotional eater and you're triggered by stress, that's not going to help you achieve your weight and health goals. Now, the other aspect of emotional wellness is mental fitness. And I'll do a whole podcast on mental fitness. But in a nutshell, it is about understanding your negative brain, which says, I can't do it. It's too difficult. I need to use discipline. I really have to push, push, push. And stepping into your positive brain, which says, how can I make this easy for myself? What do I need to do? Asking questions such as, what does my body need for me to lose weight? So that's the difference between positive brain and negative brain. And it's one of the fundamental changes that people need to make. Because once you're stuck in negative brain and thinking, it's not going to work, it's not going to work, it's not going to work, then guess what? It's not going to work. Now, the other aspect which I've mentioned is creating habits, systems, and routines. So we'll have a little chat about habits as well, because habits are another fundamental piece of the puzzle. And it's really about creating habits that are supporting your health and wellness goals. So that is what we are going to be looking at in the next 10 episodes and thinking about, why is it that people don't make changes? Why is it that people feel stuck? And I'm going to lay out everything that you need to do. Now, one aspect of why people feel stuck is because they don't have support. Now, I will also explain to you towards the end what it looks like to have support from me. Now, you don't necessarily need support from me. So if you're thinking, okay, I don't want support from you, still listen on because you'll get bucket loads of value just by listening to these short episodes. And if you are interested in getting support from me, then book a call and we will chat and I will tell you what that support looks like. Okay, so a quick story just to illustrate how all of this works, the difference. It's the story of Leah, and she is one of my clients. And when I first met Leah, she was fed up, feeling tired, feeling drained, feeling unhappy, and fed up of trying it on her own and feeling defeated. And she wanted to make changes, but it just felt scary to take the plunge. And I remember she didn't really believe me. When we had that first chat, she was basically really skeptical and just thinking, hey, lady, this just isn't going to work. But she took the plunge. And her goals for the year ahead were to wear beautiful clothes again, to feel better with lots of energy, to enjoy the second half of her life and have good spirits, make good choices. And she took the plunge and she achieved all of those things. And yes, she lost weight. But really interestingly, the weight became something that was less important for her. What became more important was enjoying her life and really understanding that she could lead a healthy life that she enjoyed, that supported her health and weight loss goals. And now she's always active. She loves playing pickleball and tennis and really just getting the maximum out of her life. So if Leah can do it, so can you. Okay, next up, episode 2, we're going to dive into nutrition. See you soon.